Hi everyone, so welcome back. This is episode 2 of the journey to becoming a stronger woman. This is about my experiences as a young 26-year-old woman, single mom, just dealing with life experience. So this is what I call, who am I? What is my identity? So a lot of times, us around like the age of, I could say 24 through maybe 27, we tend to get wrapped up in a lot of guys. And this is a stage where I would say some stupidity is allowed, but at the same time, if you don't know who you are, you're going to get lost. So I was in a situation where I was so wrapped up into someone. I lost track of Cynthia. I didn't know who I was. I mean, I'm still figuring out myself now, but I got so wrapped up into who this guy was that I didn't know who I was as a woman. And that created me to be weak and very, very vulnerable. I was so weak, I accepted a lot of things. I accepted too many things, actually. When I was beat. Now, I wasn't getting punched in or anything like that, but a beating is a beating. So when I was getting that, in the midst of that, I'm like, I used to question, like, why is this a way a man is supposed to show that he loves me? I accepted those beatings because that's what I thought. And like I said before, I didn't know who I was. I lost my identity. I come to work. I mean, I go to work. I didn't care to think that he was doing anything wrong. Because I was like, no, he won't do anything like that. But, you know, when a man sees that you're weak, you're now his mat to walk on. And once you allow any and everything to be done, you cannot get back up. I could not get back up. I couldn't. I stayed as that met. That's what I stayed as. Because, like I said, I was vulnerable. I wanted attention. And just having him here, I felt okay. Knowing that was the stupidest thing ever, it was so dumb. I had the intuition to tell me, get up, pick yourself up. But then I had the things like, well, you're weak right now. Just stay there. He's gonna change. And, you know, when a man sees that you're weak and he sees that he has the power to do whatever, he is not going to change because you're allowing him to do that. When you lose your identity as a woman, when you lose yourself, you lost your soul. Because now you're worshiping the ground that this man walks on. When you get the strength to leave, and this is my issue, you have to look forward and not look back. You have to write down what was wrong with you. What was wrong in this relationship? What was wrong in this situationship? What was wrong within this friendship? What was wrong with you? Why do you feel like you had to be so weak and vulnerable to a man or even a woman? They didn't care anything about you. They didn't care about your feelings. They didn't care that you cried at night. They didn't care that when you came home from work, you was dealing with problems. They didn't care how to comfort you. Only thing they was worried about was themselves. They're only worried about how I'm going to get by. But get you. You let me do this, so I'm going to be superior over you. I'm going to knock you down and keep knocking you down and keep knocking you down. You have to find strength within yourself. And in order for you to find strength within yourself, you have to seek a higher power. This is my opinion. When I was knocked down, I cried. A lot of my friends were asking me, why you won't leave? Why you won't leave? Why you won't leave? And every time I say, I don't know, because I was vulnerable. I was extremely vulnerable. So I didn't know why. Sometimes we strive for our kids to have a life that we didn't have. I wanted my son to be around his father. My son didn't, you know, he didn't see his dad as how I saw him. You know? And like I've been saying, like, I don't wish anything bad on this young man. I wish him the best. But my thing was, I had to get up. I had to fight. I had to find out who I am. There's no way I'm a 26-year-old woman and I don't know who I am. I blame my past experience for everything. And my past didn't have anything to do with my present. I blame others for how the way I was, and they didn't have anything to do with it. I had to blame myself. I had to point the finger at myself for being such a weak individual, for not knowing who I was. Not even knowing that, Cynthia, you're not weak as you think you are. Your self-esteem is way higher than what you think it is. You have the ability to be the greatest person ever, the greatest mom ever. And that's another thing I got attacked by, was I wasn't a good mom to my kids. That was a trigger point for me. Matter of fact, that'd be a trigger point for any woman who's a single mom and who's trying to better their lives for their kids. But it takes a weaker person to point out an even weaker person's flaws, because you know what? They don't have an identity either. You have to pray. You have to meditate. You have to find who you are. And I'm finding out who I am. I'm still finding out who I am. I'm figuring out by bits and pieces who I am, and I'm praying to God that He reveals to me the type of woman that I am and the woman that I should be. Because I was weak. My self-esteem was low. Any guy could come up and tell me that I was beautiful, I was this and I was that, and you know what? I believed it. I believed it. And now that I'm finding myself in this journey, I realized I lost a lot of people and I gained a lot of people. The people that I lost, no, I don't want them back. Because when I was hurting, when I was down and out, where were you? Friendships some friendships came back, some friendships are gone. And for those friendships that are gone, I honestly don't care about them anymore. Because I was there for you when you had your flaws and never once judged you for anything that you went through. But some people are cut different. It's okay to be in love, but love yourself first. A man is going to respect you even more when you love yourself first. When you put yourself first. You have to love God more. God is going to send you someone who's going to show you this is your identity. This is your purpose. You have to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you're going to sink into this hole that you can't get out of. A lot of women like to point and laugh and say, well, you're stupid for this and you're stupid for that. Sweetie, you're stupid for the same type of thing. You're no different than any other woman who's going through, who was dragged up and down by a man. And you think you're more superior because he calls you or he comes to have sex with you. You think you're more superior than that woman that was being stupid for the same nigga? No, you're just a dumb. You're just as dumb as she is. You're not winning. You're sinking because you don't even know who you are. Find yourself. Love yourself more. And I'm saying this for myself as well, because I have to love myself more. I was drowning and I couldn't get myself back up until God was tired of seeing me cry and he pulled me out of there and showed me the way. Don't lose your identity. Don't lose yourself. Love yourself more as the queen that you are. Learn from your experiences. Do not let your past bring you so low that you start to accept so many things. That's what I messed up at. Somebody shows you who they are the first two times, believe it. Nobody's going to change until they wake up and God is showing them it's time for you to change or this is it. Because God has told me, you do this again, this is it. And I don't want to go back down this road. I still cry. I cried recently. It's hard when you thought you was in love with somebody and you wasn't. It's very hard. So write down your flaws. Write down what you love about yourself. Meditate on it and grow. You are a queen. You are a king. Don't let anybody else tell you different. So that is all for today. Episode 3 will be Monday. And if you have any comments or concerns, follow me on Facebook, Cynthia Thomas. Follow me on Instagram, Cynthia_DEE_. Twitter, same thing. Write me your questions and concerns. I have no problem with sharing my podcast with anyone, any woman who feels like they don't have a voice. Let your voice ring out. It's time for women around my age to speak up for themselves. Stop hiding like everything's okay when it's not. It's okay to speak out against domestic violence. And that's for men too. It's okay to speak out about what's on your mind. Write it down. Do a podcast. Just share something with somebody because you never know who's going through what you went through, and you can be an advocate for somebody. So join me again next Monday, and I hope you guys have a wonderful and blessed day.